Good morning. It's April 2nd and this is your daily brief in Australian news. Here's everything you need to know. In the world of AFL, the Brisbane Lions are tackling more than just their opponents on the field. Following a controversial end-of-season trip to Las Vegas, rumours of a rift within the team have surfaced, but key figures within the club are stepping up to set the record straight. Leadership at the Brisbane Lions, including football manager Danny Daly and co-captains Harris Andrews and Lockie Neal, have come forward to vehemently deny any claims of discord among the team members. This response came to light only after media reports began circulating, highlighting potential internal issues in the wake of a disappointing loss to Collingwood. Despite a challenging start to the season, with the team yet to secure a win, the Lions are showing a united front. They are adamant about their cohesion and dedication to improving their performance on the field. Adding to their determination, star player Lockie Neal, despite rolling an ankle, is expected to make a timely recovery to participate in the next match against North Melbourne. As they prepare to face the winless North Melbourne in the upcoming Gather Round, the Brisbane Lions are not just focusing on dispelling rumours, but also on overcoming their early season hurdles. The team's leadership is clear. Their sights are set on progress and unity, aiming to turn their season around with a renewed sense of purpose and teamwork. In a bold move that's ruffling feathers in Australia, Meta, the tech giant behind Facebook and Instagram, has decided to pull the plug on the Facebook News tab and halt payments to news publishers in the country. This decision has sparked a wave of criticism from the Australian government, highlighting a brewing conflict between big tech and news media down under. Assistant Competition Minister Andrew Lee didn't mince words, calling out Meta for not contributing to the Australian news media landscape. As a multinational corporation, Lee argues, it's reasonable to expect some level of support for local journalism. Echoing this sentiment, Rod Sims, the former head of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, or ACCC, pointed out the potential societal harm of Meta's action. Sims criticised the company for showing a blatant disregard for the Australian Parliament, underscoring the gravity of the situation. The crux of the issue lies in Meta's decision, which could significantly reduce or even block the flow of news content on Facebook and Instagram. This raises concerns about the accessibility of news for Australians on these platforms, despite Meta's assurance that publishers can still leverage their free tools and products. In response, the Australian government is considering the enforcement of penalties under the News Media Bargaining Code. This move aims to pressure Meta into returning to the negotiation table with news publishers in hopes of finding a middle ground that supports the dissemination of news while respecting the digital landscape's dynamics. The unfolding situation underscores a critical moment in the ongoing dialogue between tech giants and the news industry, with potential implications for how news is shared and consumed in the digital age. In the face of rising cost of living pressures and soaring interest rates, Australian home values have surged for the 14th consecutive month. This unexpected rise, with a 0.6% increase in March alone, underscores a relentless demand for housing that continues to outstrip supply, challenging the market's expectations. Despite these economic headwinds, certain cities have seen remarkable growth. Perth led the charge with a 1.9% increase, followed by Adelaide and Brisbane with 1.4% and 1.1% rises, respectively. However, not all areas experienced growth. Melbourne observed flat growth with a negative quarterly trend, highlighting the uneven impact across different regions. Amidst this backdrop, the federal government's ambitious plan to build 1.2 million well-located homes over the next 5 years seems to be off to a slow start. With the plan kicking off on July 1st, the current pace of building approvals falls short of the target necessary to accommodate Australia's growing population, which saw an influx of 548,800 people last year. However, only 173,993 new homes were completed during the same period, exacerbating the housing supply challenge. Economists are looking ahead, predicting the Reserve Bank's last interest rate rise to occur in November, with cuts expected in the second half of the year as inflation falls. This shift could increase borrowing capacity and improve consumer sentiment, potentially sustaining home value growth throughout the year. However, CoreLogic's research director, Tim Lawless, offers a word of caution to new property investors. With average mortgage rates hovering around 6%, investors may face losses on their rental properties unless they manage to stump up a sizable deposit. This financial dynamic adds another layer of complexity to Australia's already heated housing market. In a pivotal step towards addressing misconduct within its federal parliament, Australia is looking at the establishment of an independent parliamentary standards commission. This move, sparked by a leaked document, aims to confront a series of workplace safety violations head-on, including sexual assault, violence, harassment, bullying, and discrimination. The proposal for the commission, initially recommended in a 2021 report, suggests it would wield the power to investigate complaints and mete out punishments. These could range from fines and suspensions from Parliament to expulsion from parliamentary committees. It's a bold attempt to ensure accountability and safety within the political workplace, set to be operational by October, albeit after some delays. Public Service Minister Katie Gallagher has openly acknowledged these delays, attributing them to the unprecedented and complex nature of setting up such a body. And despite the hurdles, there's a concerted effort to secure bipartisan support for the Commission's establishment. However, the legislation required to bring this commission to life is braced for political opposition. Designed to function independently of political influence, the commission will consist of 6 part-time commissioners. Their mandate: to investigate complaints against parliamentarians, MPs, staff, and other parliamentary workers. This development is a direct response to repeated incidents of poor behaviour by MPs, aiming to deter future misconduct and uphold a standard of integrity within the Parliament. In a groundbreaking move, Australia is leading the way in autism support with the establishment of the world's first office for autism. This initiative, spearheaded by Australian politician Emily Burke in South Australia in 2022, marks a significant step forward in providing tailored support for autistic individuals and their families. The creation of the Office for Autism is just the beginning. A comprehensive national autism strategy is in the works, aiming to overhaul healthcare, education, and employment systems for autistic Australians. This strategy comes in response to the growing number of autistic participants in the National Disability Insurance Scheme, NDIS, which is now adjusting its eligibility criteria to focus more on individual needs rather than diagnoses. But the efforts don't stop there. Across Australia, initiatives are underway to make society more inclusive for autistic individuals. This includes accommodating sensory needs in public spaces and promoting the acceptance of non-speaking individuals. Advocates like Tim Chan and organisations such as the Australian Hotels Association are at the forefront of these efforts, working tirelessly to create a supportive environment. The push for societal change is comprehensive, encompassing better teacher training, inclusive practices in schools, and workplace accommodations for autistic employees. The ultimate goal is to shift from mere awareness to genuine acceptance and practical adjustments, ensuring that autistic individuals can fully thrive in their communities. This movement underscores the importance of listening to autistic people and their families, a critical step towards achieving a truly inclusive society. This has been your daily brief in Australia News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.